Welcome to the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm Ewan Spence.
I'm Finn Ross Russell.
And this is our theme tune from Needfire. Yes, 17 years of Needfire's mix of bagpipes, Scottish skirls and rock and roll power chords. Welcome! The previews are over here in Edinburgh. The previews are over on the podcast as well. Glad that you've been listening to them. Tim Fitzhyam has walked over. So the man who once Morris danced backwards in a bathtub up the Thames so he could sing Flanders and Swan. I think that covers 17 years, Tim.
Yeah, well, some of those years, yeah, definitely. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're starting and already we're off script. It's Edinburgh. Isn't it gorgeous?
This is really nice. How's it all going with you?
I'm just going to ask when your show is on and we'll set up an interview time, maybe or maybe not. I might just be being polite. We'll get on with our show and you can go to the bar. Brilliant. But first, when's your show?
Well, I'm doing Flanders and Swan.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. That's 2:40 every day in the Pleasance Ace Dome. And I'm also doing a two-person version of the Scottish play in the Underbelly belly button at 8:30 every evening. 48 parts, two performers, me and Tom Tuck. Possibly not enough actors for 48 parts, I think we'd have to say. And it's obviously a two and a bit hour play that we're doing in an hour slot. With a different director every day. So they're live directing it as it happens.
And is Tom doing some beatboxing as well?
He might be. I mean, who knows, whatever the director says. It's never been the same twice, and we've never got to the end yet. So come along and enjoy it, because we might finally get to the end of the play. You never know.
That's the Fringe. Tim, thanks very much. We'll see you around there. Old friends, new friends, old ideas, bigger ideas. Finn, this happens for all of August. Isn't it wonderful?
I mean, it feels like we've lived the entire festival in the last couple of days, just going around and seeing all the people, seeing all the shows, just seeing that this festival that we love so much is finally back and it's here and all these people have turned up and Edinburgh is alive and a whole different city once more.
We have to remember that the Fringe was back last year. But there are many fringes happening at the Fringe. There's the Free Fringe, there's the sort of starts of the comics, there's the World of Theatre, there's dance, there's the various food trucks that are around here, there's the big people who want to be on the telly. There are countless numbers of fringes in here, all under the same banner. And I think that's what makes it wonderful. It is a tapestry of all of the arts.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, I define this as a proper Fringe this year, because what I always do with the Fringe is I get that big program that has all of the different shows in it, and I go through page by page and I'll circle all the ones from all the different genres that look interesting. So to have enough shows to be able to do that again this year, and then to plot my course around Edinburgh and the various back alleys and conference rooms that I'll be seeing shows in, that's what the Fringe is to me. It's taking this city that doesn't have a ridiculous number of theatres and suddenly having there be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of theatres all there, all hosting shows.
So as always, the Fringe podcast is not going to be able to mention every single show, every single act, or every single person. We are going to have to give you just a little bit of a tasting board over the next 3 weeks of the podcast. There's going to be interviews in there. Finn and I are going to meet up occasionally throughout the run as we all see different things and talk about what we've seen. Sort of like reviews, but we're not going to give out stars. We're just going to talk about emotion and what we like. And there will be surprises, such as Tim Fitzhyam just walking into the corner of the Pleasance Dome that we call our studio.
Absolutely. I mean, the number of people that we've been bumping into just walking between the various press launches that we've been attending so far has been absolutely crazy. It's like a family reunion where you get old friends turning up again, people giving the opportunity to introduce one another to each other, and it feels simultaneously familiar and also completely and totally fresh to be back.
So we've got a couple of recommendations here. Some of them are old favourites. Long-term listeners of the podcast will probably recognise some of these names. They're back up again. But we've got some new names in the mix as well. We're going to have links to all of these shows back at our website, edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com, with a direct link straight into the ticket office. So for now, we're just going to do a little scroll, some more from Needfire, and bring you our recommendations. Ah! Right, recommendations time then. I've got three. Finn, you've got two. Well, technically I had two, but I've decided to squeeze one more in again, so we have an odd number. So I'll go first. And we'll start with an absolute old favourite of the podcast, with the Scottish Falsetto Sock Puppet Theatre. Their manager, Kev, has reminded me that they're only up for the first half of the Fringe. They're only up till the 14th. So if you're looking to see the latest adventures of Mr. Left and Mr. Right, or Mr. Right and Mr. Left, it depends on which way the socks are on Kevin's hands, then you've got to get along quite quickly to this one. And look, I recommend this one simply because great double acts are wonderful. You when you get that rhythm between Morecambe and Wise, between Laurel and Hardy, between Abbott and Costello, between French and Saunders, those cliches of there's the straight, sensible one, there's the slightly idiotic, chaotic one that breaks it down, it is a well-worn pattern. But if you can master it, it is gorgeous. And the Sock Puppet Theatre do that as well. There is the straight, sensible socks, and there's the wild, chaotic sock. And between them, every year at the Fringe, they try to put on a show on a different topic and a different genre so they can make some cheap puns and go from there. This year, they've decided to focus on the Eurovision Song Contest, but they've in other years, they've focused on detective dramas and spates and comic and superheroes. This is just one of those hours that is full of painful laughter that just hurt your sides because it is non-stop vaudeville punnage.
Well, I'm now going to shift tone a little bit from that because while the writer of the show that I've recommended does have a background in satire, the show is called Afghanistan Is Not Funny. It obviously looks at a topic that is very relevant with the situation going on in Afghanistan at the moment, with topics and themes of war in general that are going on. Henry's a fantastic writer. He's a fantastic performer. He's geared towards solo performance in particular. So if you want a piece of theatre that will get the perfect balance of looking at an interesting topic whilst also being funny, Afghanistan Is Not Funny at the Gilded Balloon TV at 4 p.m. every day is the one for you.
This is Henry Naylor.
This is Henry Naylor.
And this is a wonderful thing. You have people who you're comfortable with, but you know that they're going to bring something different, but something that still feels good. And I think that's the great thing about The Fringe, is that balance of expectation and discovery. Camille O'Sullivan's going to be my second recommendation. And again, we're back at comfort here. Irish Chanteuse, a Fringe favourite, never really broken through in the charts or anything, but can fill the theatres on tours, can fill the venues at The Fringe. Not to everybody's taste, it has to be said. A slightly kooky personality with a fascination doing David Bowie covers. But those of you who've got your streaming services and music and go and have a listen, it is just a fabulously rich show that works for most people. And I think that's the great thing about The Fringe. If you find a show that's not quite clicking for you, you know that there's going to be another one in an hour's time or next door in 5 minutes.
Well, it's been very familiar up till this point. I think let's go for something a little bit different on my next recommendation. I want to recommend Flight and Seance, which first of all are happening hourly, which is very, very weird for Fringe shows. Normally you get your time, but this one happens every hour from about 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. With slightly staggered start times for you to be able to appreciate both. But what's really interesting is that these shows are happening in shipping containers that are outside the Pleasant Stone that we have passed every day so far on our way in. And they're designed as immersive experiences. They're designed to be quite small and intimate just by the nature of the venue. And I've not seen them yet, but if you want something that's a bit of a wild card and a bit different, this will be interesting.
Okay, wild card for me for the final one here. Simon Munnery, a comic who, again, has been doing The Fringe for a long time. And he's retelling one of his previous adventures at The Fringe, where he got arrested because he was trying to do a tour and walk up Arthur's Seat, and comedic hilarity ensued, and it's been spun into this 1 hour. But one of the things that Munnery's really good at is creating worlds with very few words. And yes, it is stand-up, but it's stand-up storytelling. It's theatre. And there's just this... You always feel off balance very slightly when you're in a Simon Munnery show, but you always feel confident that he's got that shoulder that's trying to pull you over. and he's just having fun with it. He's just like, yeah, feel off balance, feel comfortable being off balance, but enjoy yourself at the same time. And, you know, you read that some performances can be a balancing act. Well, Munnery balances you.
He balances me, Ewan?
Yeah, you go into that show and you just feel this is kilter. This is a world I recognise, but I don't quite recognise. But the narrator is centering me. And that's what he does. He spins these wonderful tales every single year. But I think this year is going to be an especially good one.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of international acts that maybe weren't able to engage with the Fringe last year who are back. There's some stuff that we would have seen in 2020 that we're finally getting to see here. And whatever you're looking for, whether it's one of our recommendations or it's something completely different, the Fringe has got something for you. And we're going to have an absolutely amazing August here in Edinburgh.
I get to bring in my rule of three again.
What's the rule of three, Ewan?
That's a nice line, but it does sound a little bit insincere. So let's try that again, Finn. No, we won't. We'll leave that in. Right. The rule of three is very simple. One, go and see somebody that you know, that you're comfortable with. So for here, it would be like my Camille Sullivan, or it would have been the Sox. Second one is go and see something that somebody else has recommended. Now, for me, it's Simon Munnery. I've seen him a couple of times at the Fringe, but not for a good couple of years. So, but I've got the recommendation, Simon's show this year. Great. Done it. Third one, just choose randomly. Just pick up a program and flick through and stick your pen down and go, what have I got now? Go and see that. I remember one year I did that, and it was someone who had built up a museum of radios from the 1920s that only played songs from the 1920s. And it was in a cellar over on the other side of Princes Street, underneath, I think it was the Lodge. And it was just this, what is going on here? But it was just this fabulous experience of, I have no idea what this is, but somebody has said, this is the best show ever. I'm taking it to the Fringe. And that energy is infectious.
Can I add an unofficial fourth rule to that, that kind of builds off what you're saying on that third one? Go see theatre, or any sort type of show for that matter, but in my case, theatre, because I'm very biased on theatre, in a place where you would never normally see theatre. And I don't mean like a space you've never been to before. I mean on top of a car park or in a hotel conference room. Or I think there are some shows this year that are going on at Tynecastle, the football stadium in West Edinburgh. The whole point, well, not the whole point, but one of the great points of the Fringe is that it really takes over Edinburgh. And the best way to be able to properly experience that is by going and seeing shows in a place that normally have a completely different function over the rest of the year.
This is the point where I'll mention Bob's Blunderbuss. A couple of years ago, Bob Slayer found out he couldn't find a venue for his flavour of the free Fringe. So he bought a bus and built a theatre on the top deck and a bar down below. And it's now sitting just outside Potter Row, Pleasance Dome, for those of you who are only in Edinburgh in August. And there are lots of shows going on there as well. Again, random sampling. There's Monkey Barrels doing some great stuff this year in terms of the comedy. I'm kind of for the comedy. Finn is kind of for the theatre. You're going to pick up that balance. But I suppose the other thing that we should mention is what we're doing for the rest of the year. So for those of you who have been listening to our preview podcast or been reading the blog post or anything, you will be realizing that we were doing a show once a week with lots of interviews going on. We've changed our minds.
Yeah, we just figured that based on the previews and based on the fantastic reception that we got from those previews, it would be best to give everybody a kind of dedicated flavour of each of the shows as and when they have come out. So rather than have one big show where we throw absolutely everything in there, we've decided to let every interview breathe a little bit and every interview stand on its own.
So essentially, you are going to get the same number of interviews, but rather than have them all in one show on a Saturday, you're going to get shorter podcasts throughout the week. So obviously this is the introduction podcast where we set the scene. That's one podcast we're going to have there. So tomorrow we will have our first interview. And you find it, Finn and I tend to swap over. Finn will do mostly theatre, I'll do mostly comedy. The cabaret and the strange stuff, we'll just let the cards fall.
It.
Yeah, we'll see what's happening there. And we'll go from there. the best flavor of the Fringe we can give you. There are other podcasts, there are other flavors. Everybody's Fringe is slightly different. This is the one that Finn and I are going to be doing. This is the Fringe that we're going to be sharing with you. As always, your reviews, your ratings, your links, your likes, your loves, your shares are always very much appreciated. EdinburghFringe.thepodcastcorner.com. We're using our own personal Twitters, I think. So for me, it's twitter.com/Ewan. So if you want to get in touch, that's probably the quickest way there.
And for me, it's @Finn_Nomad.
And that's it. That's the Fringe. You ready to go out into the big wide world of Edinburgh?
Listeners, may the Fringe be with you.
Oh, we're going to have to work on your cheese levels. That's just, that's just even too gorgonzola for me. You've been listening to the Edinburgh Fringe Show, hosted by Ewan Spence and Finn Ross Russell, produced by The Podcast Corner. Listen to more from The Fringe at edinburghfringe.thepodcastcorner.com.